It's nearly 6 years since the killer dentist Colin Hall and his former lover Hazel Stewart were found guilty of murdering their partners. It was a case which shocked Northern Ireland. Tomorrow night sees the start of an ITV drama starring Jimmy Nesbitt about the double murder. Not everybody is happy about it. Colin Hall also indecently assaulted five female dental patients. The Nolan Show has been contacted by one of them. She feels the drama is too much too soon. Excuse me, I've been speaking to her partner. We've changed his name and voiced up his words by an actor to protect their identities. So tell me, Paul, obviously that you're talking on behalf of your fiance. How is she reacting to this drama?
Well, she's actually had to go. She can't even be here with me today, Stephen, because she's actually at the doctor's at the minute. Because she knew she was going to have to answer things today. She's just away again. It's just the whole thing, Stephen, has brought everything back there again. We were actually watching TV one night and this advertisement had come on and she didn't know anything about it. And then it came on and she just broke down in tears. She's just totally devastated about it, Stephen, because she can't move on at all from it.
And what has she said to you?
She just says what has happened to her and it's just horrendous. Obviously in the court and stuff like that there, it's just... Every day is a struggle for her to come to terms with it, you know, and whenever something like that happens, it just brings everything back to where, you know, she's back at square one again. The night that it actually did come on the television, within 2 days, she broke out in cold sores all over her mouth with stress. It's just unbelievable how it's affecting her. She can't believe that he's still controlling her life from a prison cell. And the people are making this documentary. Do they really understand how it's going to affect the victims of what's happened?
She'd gone to him as a dentist often, had she?
Yep. But this is her trying to cope with this here, day to day. I think if people knew how this was affecting the victims, I think, you know, people would be up in arms that this was actually going to be shown. Has this man not got enough exposure through the media, through the book? Everyone knows the story of Hal, what a monster he was and what he'd done to his own family. What human being would do things to his own family, let alone people in the public who trust in him? This is a monster we're talking about here. So why should he be allowed to be on the television in a documentary? Do people really want to hear this?
Yeah, it's a drama, isn't it? And this drama, it's not trying to sanitise what he did. It's trying to tell the story of what he did. So if he was a monster, he'd be depicted as a monster, isn't it?
Yep, I understand. But the majority of people in Northern Ireland will already know that, Stephen. So what's going to be next? There's a documentary. What's going to be next? Is there going to be a film about it, you know? How long does this saga go on for? Are they going to let the actual victims that have suffered, when are they going to get relief from this? When are they going to get a rest from it? You know what I mean? I think genuine people, you know, good, moral people will understand what I'm trying to say. I know James Nesbitt has taken the part and James was a local fella from around this area. If that was his sister or his mum or his aunt, would he have taken the part? Would he have done it if he had known the effect that this has on people? Would he have went ahead and done it?
And for those people who say, look, just make sure she doesn't watch it and then there's no impact on her.
But the problem is when she goes to work, this is a subject everyone is talking about at the minute. So she doesn't get any relief from it at all. Even when she goes to her work, it's the topic of conversation. You don't realise the impact this has. She can't even face going to her own work because she knows at lunchtimes, dinner times, coffee breaks, it's going to be, did you see the programme on last night? Isn't that awful? She doesn't want anyone to know what's happening there, but it's very hard to hide that there. If you keep walking away and bursting into tears, you know, it's hard to keep what's happened to you secret. So she's fighting a battle every single day. And this here will be talked about for months and months and months, you know. I understand people have to know how evil this man was, but has he not got enough exposure about it? She feels that he's always in control of her life now because of this here too. She feels that she's never going to get away from this here.
My goodness, so she's going into work, people don't know it's her, and people are talking to her about this drama.
And she's trying to concentrate in her work. It's got to the point now where her work's going to suffer because she can't concentrate in her work. She doesn't want people to know what's happened to her. There's a part of it, It's embarrassing for her too, and it's just really, really hard for her to function in life. When someone breaks out in cold sores after seeing something on TV, the stress that she's under, it's just immense. Like, did the makers of this documentary think for 1 minute about contacting the victims to see how they would feel about this being aired? Or are they just looking for to get viewers, plenty of viewers and everybody to watch the show? Do they think for 1 minute how they're going to feel and okay it with them? Is it okay for us to do a documentary about this? The victims are always the last ones thought about.
Well, let's see what you think at home as you're listening to this morning. 0-30-30-80-55-55. So what are you wanting to happen? Are you asking for this drama to be pulled? That's unlikely.
It's unlikely to happen, Stephen. But if it did happen, I think it would be fantastic for the victims. And it would give them a wee bit of maybe satisfaction that he's not getting to do this. He's still controlling lives and he's serving a prison sentence. That's the way they feel. He's still in control. To get a pull would be unbelievable. I know your show goes out to hundreds of thousands of people, good, moral, upright people. And if they put themselves in a position, if this was my daughter, how would I feel? Would I even want to watch this? People got to realise from their perspective, this is what's happening to these victims. They cannot get any rest from what's happening.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for talking to me today. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Stephen.